You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Glad you're with us this Friday, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We're now joined by Senator Mike Lee from the great state of Utah. Utah's good senator. Senator, great to talk to you. Please say hi to all my friends at Crown Burger, and glad you could be with us.
We'll do that, and I'll go and eat a Crown Burger sometime soon. I would send you one in the mail, but it might not be very good by the time it arrives.
Well, Senator Lee is a joke every once in a while when he goes to Crown Burger, takes a picture of what he's about to eat just to drive me nuts because it's like the best burger ever made by any place we've been to. Thanks for being with us. So we're learning a lot now, Senator. We now learn that Joe Biden's Department of Justice, and you're an expert on the Constitution, blocked the IRS investigators from interviewing 11 out of 12 Bidengate witnesses. We now know that the Joe Biden bribe allegations absolutely need a special counsel. We know that the FBI supervisor shut down Twitter's briefing, and this is in October of 2020 in a conference call. Remember, they had this laptop since December of 2019, but they had these weekly meetings with big tech, and that ended up censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story. They were on a conference call with Twitter officials about possible disinformation. One FBI agent blurted out that the Biden laptop was authentic. The second that agent revealed the truth, another agent, apparently a supervisor, ordered all other agents on the call to make no further comment. That to me is like, wow. That is unbelievable. We had already known that Facebook reached out to the FBI asking if the Hunter Biden laptop was real, and they would not answer, even though they had authenticated that. Maybe as early as October of 2019, but certainly by March of 2020. We know an FBI source provided allegations that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden received bribes. We have now the 1023 form. And this gets to the heart of Joe Biden using his power as vice president, leveraging $1 billion taxpayer dollars to fire a prosecutor in Ukraine that he knew, according to what we now know, according to the credible witness that the FBI had paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to, that in fact that he took specific actions that he knew would help benefit his family, his son, and maybe even himself financially. because Hunter went on Good Morning America, admitted he didn't know a single thing about energy or Ukraine. When you look at this, where is our system of justice right now, Senator? Because I don't see this as equal justice under the law. I don't see this with equal application of our laws. Do you?
No, what I see is a rogue set of agencies at the federal level that have engaged in a breathtaking abuse of power, thus supplying some of the best arguments ever for returning to a more narrowly focused federal government that's more compatible with the U.S. Constitution. But the founders understood well the dangers associated with the excessive accumulation of power in the hands of the few. And for that reason, they made the federal government pretty narrow. It wasn't supposed to have this much of an impact on this many aspects of our lives. This really proves their point, because you get a few people inside of that massive government, and they can do a lot of damage. You know, as I listen to you recite those facts that have been coming out, I'm reminded of the fact that in the middle of the summer in 2020, we're rolling into the final months of the presidential election. A bunch of us senators were hauled into a secured room to get a classified briefing. And it was the weirdest briefing I've ever been to. I believe the FBI was the lead agency. They told us some things are going to be coming out about a family member of one of the leading presidential candidates. We don't want to say a lot more than that. But whatever it is, when it comes out, you should not believe it. And you should not repeat it. You should not retweet it. Don't do anything with it. Just pretend it doesn't exist. And so I don't know who among them knew the full facts, but somebody within the Department of Justice and the FBI knew what was going on and was happy to bury that entire story, including by giving classified briefings and then telling members they couldn't talk about it. This is disgraceful.
It really, you know, it's beyond disgraceful here. You know, the Daily Caller reporting today, Joe and Hunter Biden both told Ukrainian oligarch to keep Hunter on the Burisma board. Joe Biden's actions, firing that prosecutor within 6 hours, leveraging our money. You tell me, well, how do you describe that in terms of the criminal code? It sounds to me like influence peddling. And that Joe Biden was up to his eyeballs. Now, he did say over and over again when running for president that he never once talked to his son, Hunter, about his foreign business dealings. And we've got more evidence to contradict those lies than I ever thought we'd have. How should this be handled, Senator? Because we're talking about now the president, then vice president, using our money and the power of his office to enrich his family for work that they were not qualified to do. And it's not just Ukraine. It's Russia. It's China. It's Romania. It's Kazakhstan. It's Mexico and a dozen other countries.
Right. And not only did he apparently engage in these activities, having discussed them in some form or another with his son, or at least followed up on whatever his son was telling him to do, but unless a whole lot of people coming forward are now lying about this stuff, he then bragged about some of the same things he was doing behind the scenes in public. You know, that famous moment when he said, well, I went over to Ukraine, met with them, and they fired the prosecutor. We now have reason to believe that there was a darn good reason that happened. That was within 3 months of when allegedly the conversations were had with Hunter Biden, in which they outlined the purpose of their arrangement with Hunter Biden, and that they wanted these investigations to just go away.
Well, there's a Daily Caller piece that even takes it a step further, if I may, Senator. And it's President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden both told the CEO of Burisma to retain the president's son at this Ukrainian energy giant, according to an FBI confidential source saying in that report, that FD 1023 document that the FBI fought so hard not to hand over to Jim Comer and his committee and House oversight, which, by the way, is what their role is, to provide oversight to agencies like the FBI.
Exactly. And get back to the point you made just a moment ago. This was not Joe Biden's money to spend or his influence to wield for the enrichment of himself and his family. This wasn't his. This U.S. foreign aid. That's not free. The American people work month out of every year just to pay their federal taxes. And, you know, a whole lot of money ends up going into a lot of things, including a lot of foreign countries. But to leverage that and say you're not getting your money unless you do my bidding so that my son can get paid and enrich me and my family, if that's not a high crime or misdemeanor, I don't know what is. If that's not...
It may be bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors. That would be cause for not only impeachment... wouldn't that be criminal based on your, if these things all are true? And I mean, look at the IRS whistleblowers we're hearing from. Look at the FBI whistleblower. This is a top supervisory agent that we're talking about. The IRS guys, they've got the most experience of anybody that I've ever heard, including one Democrat that just felt compelled to tell the American people, you know, the first question that needs to be answered is, you know, Joe Biden lying to the American public, saying he never once spoke with his son about his foreign business dealings. And then the IRS whistleblowers revealing, you know, everything that went on to stop and prevent them from doing their job, which never happens. And it all came from the top. I think we need answers to all this, sir.
We also need answers to what, if anything, President Obama knew. President Obama was president of the United States when most of this stuff happened. I really would like to know if he knew anything about this. And if so, why he didn't do anything about it. And if not, why not? This is a pretty stunning set of revelations. And so, look, unless something or someone comes forward with some really good evidence indicating, oh, this was all just a big misunderstanding, or this is a massive conspiracy of people who are all lying and telling the same story and making up documents. Now, if that happened, then this could change. But if something like that doesn't happen, if there's not some other explanation that comes forward, and soon, I really do think we're going to be looking at an impeachment trial.
Well, I think there's got to be a special prosecutor on the criminal side of this. I mean, you know, some of the excerpts from the FBI's confidential informant file, the 1023 form, in late 2015 or 2016, the informant met the chief financial officer, Burisma, who bragged about having Hunter Biden on the board. Quote, they hired Hunter Biden to protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems. And Soloshevsky replied that, you know, something to the effect that the head of Burisma, shortly after Joe Biden made that statement about the Ukrainian prosecutor being corrupt and should be removed from office, he said, don't worry, Hunter will take care of all those issues through his dad, the informant said. And then the informant suggested that Soloshevsky hired an attorney for $50,000 to litigate the case. It costs, quote, it costs $5 million to pay one Biden, $5 million to pay another Biden. The informant also asked Soloshevsky why he didn't hire some normal U.S. and oil and gas advisor. And that was just as revealing as well. The guy thought that Hunter Biden was dumb. He knew that Joe was referred to as the big guy. That was the informant understood that reference, that it would take investigators 10 years to find the records of the illicit payments. And given the pervasive necessity to bribe, you know, government officials in Ukraine and elsewhere, his statement, you know, it tells me that this is the most corrupt scandal of any president in history by far.
And look at what it took to hide this. That's one of the things I find most troubling about this, John, is that our government was in possession of it. It wasn't just a secret apparently known only to Joe and Hunter Biden. The Department of Justice, the FBI, apparently had or had access to this information and buried it deeply. And as you point out, but for a handful of heroic of public officials in the legislative branch going after this stuff aggressively, Jim Comer and Chuck Grassley and a whole bunch of others, we still wouldn't have it. They'd still be concealing it. And they've kept it concealed for all these years. And so it's separate and apart from being stunningly brazen, really criminal activity, if this stuff turns out to be true, on the part of our now first family. But this is also a breathtakingly disturbing conspiracy within the government to keep this stuff hidden and to deceive people in order to make sure that it never saw the light of day.
You know, it really, these are unbelievable times. Quick break, more with Utah Senator Mike Lee on the other side, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we continue with Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's going to have a crown burger after this interview, which I would really like to have myself. Can you imagine that you have this oligarch, this Burisma head, you know, making the comment that Hunter Biden was stupid and that even his dog was smarter than Hunter Biden, but he needed to keep Hunter Biden on the board so, quote, everything will be okay. And then Joe Biden had bragged about the whole thing on tape. And yet, the end result of the firing of Victor Shokin, who was the prosecutor that Joe demanded to be fired within 6 hours or he'd take his $1 billion in loan guarantees home with him, resulted in his son being paid a fortune for work that he admitted in his own words on Good Morning America that he had no qualifications for. What's the word you would use in Utah, Senator? Because I'm from New York. I'm a little more, I don't know. I think the people in Utah are a lot nicer than New Yorkers, just generally speaking. There are very nice people in New York, too. But generally speaking, we would call that a shakedown. Where I come from, we would call that even maybe the B word for the Biden family. What word would you use?
Perhaps a combination of bribery and extortion. I mean, it's official, brazen official public corruption is mm-hmm. what that is. And I guess...
And that would be a crime based on your understanding of law and our Constitution.
Yes, among the most fundamental of all crimes committed within and by officials in government.
Can you think of any other president or vice president being this, having this level of allegations, credible allegations, as severe as this in history? Because I can't.
Certainly not in my lifetime. There are other presidents who have done bad things. Woodrow Wilson was, from what I can tell, one of the very worst, probably the worst president of in American history. But certainly in our lifetimes, I don't think of anything I'm aware of.
By the way, I will concede the point. Of course, your constitutional and historical mind is superior to mine. I think I concede the point there. Anyway, Mike Lee, Senator, great state of Utah. Keep up the good work, sir. We appreciate all you're doing.
Thanks so much. Good to talk to you, Sean.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
All right, happy Friday, 25 till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Mark is in Arizona on the Sean Hannity Show. Mark, hi, how are you? Glad you called. Happy Friday, sir.
Sean, I love you. I just wanted to get that out. But I also love America's sweetheart, Linda. And I ask you to be nice to her from now on. Do you understand?
You're threatening me? I better be nice? When am I ever not nice to her?
I don't know. I hear her protest sometimes. I didn't do this, Sean, or I'm not. That's not what I said. And I sense that she feels kind of like that you're dissing her. And I want you to be nice to Linda because I said.
Why? Because I point out that she has a very thick New York accent and she says talk radio and coffee.
He probably means yesterday when you made fun of my age and looks. I think he's probably referring to that. Yes. Am I right?
You know what I mean?
Okay. What did I say that made you so offended and triggered you so, in such a way?
I was triggered. I cannot tell a lie. It's probably when you said that I couldn't run very fast because I might be old. And then do men in construction.
I can't run fast because I'm old. Well,
yes, that's fine. You can talk about you. You could talk about you all day. We were talking about me. So I was like, Anyways, right. I'd like to thank the caller for his support.
No, and by the way, Linda, you had discussed at length on this program. I was trying to ascertain whether or not construction workers had changed in New York because you had discussed the many, many occasions where in the past where you get whistled at or whatever or comments are made. And I said, does that still happen? Because I think that's terrible.
I don't think it's terrible at all. I think when you get dressed up for people to notice whether they're wearing hard hats or suits, if they say you look nice in whatever way is their vernacular, I'm grateful for it.
Okay. But I bet you there's many, many women that would be triggered by that and offended by that.
I have something to say about those women, but it wouldn't be in nice language. So I'm going to keep it tight.
You probably wouldn't be nice. Now, I would never do that, just for the record.
You wouldn't whistle at a woman?
No. I think it's rude.
I think there are things that are rude, but whistling isn't rude, well, in my opinion.
That kind of whistle.
I mean, I think what, you know, Joe Biden did to, you know,
that little girl,
children, yeah, and people that work in creepy. His White House, that's rude. That's aggressive, potentially criminal.
Mark, would you ever whistle at a strange person you don't know?
No, I can't whistle, unfortunately. I
that's the only thing holding them back.
All right. Is that the only thing holding you back? Would you ever say, wow, you look really pretty in that dress, which is, you know, illegal in every company in the country now?
Anyway, Sean, you're exonerated for the time being about being mean to Linda. So we'll move on. The one thing I want to just talk at my call, I got two more topics. One is, if Walt Disney Company wants to, like, save money and they're coming out with a new Snow White movie, they could have Biden pay three dwarf roles all in one. In other words, Biden could be dopey, he could be sleepy, and he could be grumpy. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that, you know, I think Joe is not up to the job, and I think that this family syndicate is now unraveling before the nation to see. And I can't imagine, you know, with all the legal issues involving Donald Trump, I'll tell you what isn't one of them. That is him using his position that he, to the point that his family is making money for, in jobs and in positions that they have no qualifications for. This is now a very, very real, serious scandal. And the cover up aspect of it is beyond anything that even came close to Watergate. And those that protected the Biden family should be held accountable as well.
Yeah. But I got to admit one thing, though. I got to tell you, originally I'm from Great Neck, Long Island. I'm half Irish, half Italian. So I grew up very confused. But I'm actually calling you today because I'm actually scared and I want your counsel. What are you scared about? I'm 86 years old, too, by the way. I'm scared that all of these like migrants that are coming.
Wait a minute. How old did you say you are?
I'm 86. I'm 68. What am I talking about? I'm sorry. I'm 68 years old.
Okay, Mr. Biden, keep going.
No, thank you. I'm scared that a lot of the people that are coming into my country that we don't know anything about from 109 countries across my southern border, that those people might be used by a foreign power to explode dirty bombs in all my major cities. In other words, like a conventional explosive combined with radioactive fallout. And I never heard that discussed anywhere. And I just wondered, do you think that's a realistic fear?
Yeah, of course I think it's a realistic fear. You know, now I know cities like New York, most people don't know it. It has been made public. I'm not giving away any security secrets. I know they have radiation detectors all over New York City. I know that there are people that go and I don't know if it's an MRI or a CAT, whatever the test is that you get, and they shoot you full of like iodine or something. And you're walking down the street and the police are alerted that there's radiation nearby, and they will check you out. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
I really hope so, Sean, because I've never been this scared in my life of crime, of spy balloons, of Iran shooting other vessels in the Gulf of Oman. I mean, it just keeps on going. I'm scared. So
I understand completely why you are. I really do. I mean, let me tell you my fear. I've always feared, you know, that, you know, the surface to air missiles, I mean, they're not that difficult to manufacture. Well, God forbid, could you imagine? And this is the danger of having open borders, because we're not doing any vetting of the people that cross that border. You know, how many people with, you know, terrorist links might have crossed into this country? I would argue, basically, knowing that we've caught hundreds of people on the terror watch list, probably the number is great. You know, what if they want to take some of our commercial airplanes out of the sky? That would not be hard to accomplish. And that scares the hell out of me. And if I was, you know, a Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, I would consider those things when you're letting 8 million illegal immigrants into the country without any vetting. If I'm Joe Biden, I'd consider those threats as a real and clear present danger. Very troubling times, my friend. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you for being with us. Let's say hi. Jeanette is in the free state of Florida. Jeanette, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to get your opinion on three things about the White House and the drugs. Okay, if the locker was locked and they didn't have the key, how did they get in the locker? They never said.
Great question. And now there's a report out today that they have disposed of the evidence in that case after their very, very exhaustive 10-day investigation where they didn't interview a single person, although they could identify every person that went into that area in the days leading up to that weekend. And they didn't do it. They brushed it under the rug. And, you know, what if it was anthrax? What if it was the Trump White House? What if it had fentanyl in that powder?
Right. Okay, the second part of the question is, how long was the locker locked? Was it locked for days, hours? I mean, before they opened it. They never said that either.
It's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. Great points, Jeanette. Thank you for the call. By the way, I want to remind you, if you're on a fixed income, you deserve an investment that does deliver consistent returns without compromising financial security. Our friends at Phoenix Capital Group, they're now offering high-yield corporate bonds, now showing returns of 9 to 12% annual interest. It pays out monthly. They have 2,000-plus satisfied investors, paid on time every time. And Phoenix Capital Group is now giving investors a new high-yield option, investing in domestic energy assets, mostly on the state level. They'll explain it to you. You can start earning these high yields and learn more about multiple offerings that they have when you go to phxonhannity.com and download the Phoenix Group's free investment packet today. Again, phxonhannity.com, and learn how you can diversify your investments, earn up to 12%, 9 to 12% annual interest. Their free investment packet at phxonhannity.com. Just remember, investments in bonds do have a certain amount of risk associated with it, and you should only invest if you can afford to bear the risk of loss. And before making any investment decision, you got to carefully consider and review any and all risk involved. PHX on Hannity.com. Garrett in Florida, you're next on the Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday.
I'm doing great, Mr. Hannity. I appreciate your program. I'll try to listen to you every chance I get. The new proposed world tax that this administration is wanting to get us into, and how can we afford to? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm taxed to death as it is, and getting harder and harder every day to meet my obligations. But how can we take on another tax when we can't even get the current administrative son?
Well, first of all, we're giving away the constitutional authority that would be Congress, and that is letting other nations decide what our tax rates would be through, quote, the global minimum tax, or having even any say at all whatsoever. I can't imagine that would ever pass constitutional muster, although you do have activist justices that may go along for political reasons. That would not shock me. So it's scary. It's insane. Look, if I ever ran for president, and I'm never running for president, but if I ever ran for president, one of my biggest platforms would be to remove America from all these globalist connections. And that is the World Economic Forum, the Paris Climate Accords. I let China have the United Nations. Let them pay the freight. Let them have the traffic jams. They are historically anti-Semitic and anti-American. I have no interest. You know, NATO, the alliance, maybe you keep it going. But frankly, unless and until Western European countries and other NATO allies do their fair share, my interest and my dependence on them should be zero. I would be, our defense needs to be so rock solid that nobody would ever dare mess with the United States. And then in the right occasions, we'll do it on a case by case basis. Whether we help people out in other conflicts, allies out in other conflicts. Americans, you know, sometimes it's in our best interest to see the right side of a conflict win. And when it's in our interest, we should be involved. When it's not in our interest, and like in Europe right now, the NATO nations, your Western European nations, they are not doing their fair share to help Ukraine. And if they're not going to protect their continent, then why should we? That's my attitude.
Well, it's great to
And Putin is a murdering dictator thug. And I the day that we hear that he's gone from this earth will be a good day. Hopefully a good day. You know, be careful what you wish for. Who might replace him?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate your call. Quick break. Right back to our busy phones. Toll free. Our number on this Friday, 800-941-SHAWNA. If you'd like to join us as we continue.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, on this Friday, let's get back to our busy phones. John in New Jersey. John, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm perfect, Sean. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on? Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you. You know, it amazes me. They talk about corruption in other countries. I think, honest to God, I think this is probably the most corrupt country in the world. Honestly, you know, I feel that, you know, the way things are going with all this socialism, it might be sound crazy, but it leads to communism. And the FBI, as far as I'm concerned, what's the difference between the FBI and the KGB? Other than the letters, what they're doing.
Well, I want to delineate because I think it's only fair. And I have friends in the FBI that are as aghast at their upper management as we are. And these are the people that are on the front lines protecting us, and they risk their lives every day to protect us. And I don't want to sweep with a broad brush, but the people in charge. Oh yeah, they've been corrupt for a long time, and they've gotten away with all of it.
I mean, it's the upper echelon that's doing it. They're the ones that are pulling the strings.
And correct.
It's sad. And it's really, really sad because there's so many good agents out there. There's so many good police out there. And you only hear about the bad ones are the ones that mess everything up for everybody. It's really sad. And you know, and I noticed that. Remember, real quick, I'm going to go. But you saw that picture of the document on the floor in Trump's home.
Right. I saw that picture, yeah.
Here's what I don't understand. That man dresses impeccably. That home is kept impeccably. That man has people shining the seatbelt buckles on his private jet. What makes anybody think that this man would have papers on his floor in his own home?
If he did, and it appears that he did have papers that I know he didn't pack, and maybe he should have negotiated more urgently with the archives people. But however, the fact that Hillary had all her top secret classified information, the fact that Joe Biden had it not one but four separate locations, going back to his days as VP, even back to his days as senator. No raid in Chappaqua, no raid at any of the Biden locations. what we have is a dual standard of justice in America, a dual system of justice. We don't have equal justice under the law, equal application of our laws. That ought to scare every single solitary American, because that means that you don't live in a constitutional republic at the moment. Look, ammo, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you know it's expensive right now. You know it's in short supply right now. What you may not know is all the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home, using the technology of Mantis X, which is a firearms training system. It's no ammo. It's an all electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. You simply attach it to your firearm and you're good to go. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique. It'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is even used by the Marine Corps and the Army Special Forces. In other words, this is real military-grade technology, and the best part is it's offered to you at an affordable price. Mantis X will improve your shooting dramatically. Linda has, she's almost getting there. She started at a 9.
Listen, and practice makes perfect.
What was my number at my first time?
You know what? Your number doesn't matter. America relates to me because I'm not perfect, and Mantis is helping me get there.
Well, you didn't say to people, I got a perfect score, and I'm not able.
I know, you're so perfect, but I'm not.
I have been, it's been years since I've been able to really go to a range because of the severe hearing loss doing radio for 34 years and TV having an IFB.
That's why Mantis rocks. You can do it at home from the ease of your home and get better.
And you can become a marksman, a markswoman, whatever. Anyway, if you are a believer in the Second Amendment, you got to act on your Second Amendment responsibility. Be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Anyway, get yours today. Mantis X. You're going to love it. It's fun. Your neighbors will love it. Your friends will love it. Your kids. You can teach them how to be marksmen and markswomen. MantisX.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.